Proverbs, the 19th chapter, verse 17, the Passion Translation. Every time you give to the poor, you make a loan to the Lord. Don't worry, you will be repaid in full for all the good you've done. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley Bonko here. Well, guys, the new month, and we're still on Soul Porch. Yes, you know, it's quite a journey. And that's why I said at the beginning that we're going to be sojourning, because we're going to have to stay in this place for a bit, where we are decreasing so that Christ can increase, where we're putting our body under and we're buffeting our flesh and beating it like a boxer so that it gets stronger. And the real focus at the end of the day is that we thin our lives so that we can thicken our relationship with God. And I've said it over and over again, that as I have begun this journey, and I've done it a couple of times, I feel like I'm getting stronger on the inside. My mental health is getting much better. My physical health is much better. My spiritual health is much better, because I need to stay intimate with God throughout this journey. So it's not just about letting go of things. It's about letting go of things so that we can create more space, more room for Christ to be fully formed and established in us. So now that we started a new month, we're also going a different direction, guys. So today isn't really about, or this week rather, isn't really about what you don't want to do or what you don't want to hold on to. It's about doing things that make you a better person. So today, on Soul Purge, our focus is on blessing others, being a blessing to someone. So today, our fast, our Soul Purge is that you bless someone who cannot repay you. Now, what we're really doing here is that we're trying to purge out selfishness, okay? Because the average person finds it easy to bless someone who can bless them, or bless someone who they want something from. So the average person can be sweet to someone who they know that they will benefit from, whether in the present or in the future. So a guy would find it easy to treat a girl that he finds attractive nice, or a girl finds it easy to be polite and respectful to a guy who she finds attractive because she sees a potential husband in him. It takes a lot more to just bless someone who, no strings attached, you're just doing it because you can and because you want to. And so I know that, especially in this season, times have been very tough and a lot of people are falling on hard times. Honestly, I can't count the number of people who approach me to give them money, or people who send me direct messages for hospital bills, house rent, food, school fees. Even during the lockdown many years ago, people were still sending messages for school fees. So like, I know that some people fake it, you know, because I don't know how many, I don't know what school was still in session at the time, but people will go through any length to get what they need right now. And so people would lie, kill their parents on social media just to beg. But the truth is, someone out there still needs you. So we can't say that in order not to fall prey to people who are scam, that we wouldn't help anyone. So the idea here is that our focus is not just on blessing someone, but you must make sure it's someone that cannot repay you. Someone that cannot repay you. Someone that cannot bless you back. The average person wants to reap where they sow. And that's not even what the Bible says. The Bible says you reap what you sow. So if you're kind to someone, it doesn't necessarily mean that you will get any benefit from them. And we must train ourselves like that. Must train ourselves with that mindset to understand that when you do things for people who cannot do it back to you or for you, you're actually making a loan to the Lord. The easy translation of the version I read, of the scripture that I read a few minutes ago, says, to be kind to a poor man is the same as to give money to the Lord. He will give it back to you. Isn't that beautiful? That the promise, even though we don't want anything in return, God still says, I'm not going to let you go empty-handed. So today, let's look outward. Bless someone. Send something. Pay your staff. Even the troublesome ones or the ones that recently got fired because of incompetence. Train them. Pay them a bonus even when they don't deserve it. Today, we're just being kind for no reason. Send money to someone you know whose business is currently struggling, or someone who is currently out of a job and is job hunting, really struggling financially. The truth is, the focus today is just find someone you can bless. Hebrews 13 verse 16, the Message translation says, make sure you don't take things for granted and go slack in working for the common good. Share what you have with others. God takes particular pleasure in acts of worship, a different kind of sacrifice that take place in kitchen and workplace and on the streets. So God isn't just looking for your worship in church. He's looking for your worship outside the church, the type that takes place in the kitchen, in the workplace and on the streets, where you actually make a sacrifice to bless someone and not expect anything back. Honestly, the bottom line, what I'm saying to you today is just show the love of God to someone today. That's our focus for today. So what you'll do now is you're going to sit down and you're going to write two people that you want to bless. And then you're going to have your heart open for two other random people that God is going to ask you to bless. Listen, it doesn't always have to be money. It can be money, it can be a gift, it can be a prayer, it can be counsel. God will show you what it is that he wants you to do. But the focus today is that we bless someone who cannot pay us back. So sit down, think about it, write that list, and please do it before you have any breakfast. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Okonkwo.